You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Tonight, several breaking stories as we come on the air. Tornadoes touching down across several states and the threat right now across multiple states. Ginger will take us through it. Also breaking at this hour, the move just moments ago to try to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson, the vote, and how this went. Rachel Scott live on the Hill. And the dramatic images tonight, you'll see the Boeing 767 forced to land without nose gear. First tonight, multiple states under tornado alerts at this hour, from Texas to Missouri. A tornado touching down north of Nashville. A confirmed EF2 in Michigan destroying homes. The new danger tonight, and this system moves into the east tomorrow. Ginger Z with the latest forecast. At this hour, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene making good on her threat, forcing a vote to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. That vote just moments ago. The boos inside the chamber and how this went. Rachel Scott live on the Hill. Tonight, the battleground state of Wisconsin, a state that will help decide this election. The new poll just out tonight, Biden-Trump, and President Biden is there with a major announcement from Microsoft. And Biden asking voters, what about the promise Trump once made in Wisconsin? What happened to that? Tonight, sources telling ABC News there is frustration within the Israeli government and disappointment over President Biden's decision to pause the shipment of thousands of bombs as Israel now moves into Rafah. What the president said about this just moments ago, and where do these ceasefire talks stand at this hour with so many hostages still being held? The eye-opening headline tonight involving presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The New York Times reporting on a deposition during which RFK Jr. said doctors once found a parasite, a dead worm, in his brain. RFK Jr. reportedly saying he suffered memory loss. What his campaign is now saying about this tonight. The scare at a middle school today. Students and teachers sickened. Some taken to the hospital. The readings inside one classroom. The cruise ship stabbing spree tonight. A crew member arrested. Several injured, including a 75-year-old passenger. That alarming sight on the runway. A FedEx jet forced to land without its nose gear. Tonight, the major headline here involving the former interpreter and close friend of Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani. And America Strong tonight, the babies born, one named Johnny Cash, the other named June Carter, in the same hospital. The families had no idea.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night. And we begin tonight with breaking news. The vote just moments ago, the sudden effort to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson, the boos in the chamber as this went down, how this ended. We'll go live to Rachel Scott. But first, these horrific tornadoes touching down across several states and the threat right now across multiple states. At least 10 states in the path tonight, more than 50 million Americans on alert. Dallas to St. Louis to Raleigh. Tomorrow, severe storms for Texas, the Gulf states, and then the system pushes right into the East Coast. The images here tonight, this tornado, part of the severe weather that hit Rush County, Indiana. Kalamazoo County, Michigan, hit hard as well by at least one confirmed tornado. A confirmed EF2, winds 135 miles an hour, ripping this FedEx facility to shreds. Workers inside were okay, but it was terrifying as it hit. Ginger Z, watching the tornado threat right now. This is serious across 10 states, then moving into the east. We'll get to her forecast. And Alex Perez in the storm zone tonight.
Violent tornado. Violent tornado.
Another dangerous and potentially deadly night ahead.
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
With that multi-day severe weather outbreak now targeting new cities and towns. A life-threatening tornado in southern Illinois. Staff at our station WSIL taking cover.
I'm going to go ahead and run into that storm shelter as well.
Our Nashville station WKRN tracking another tornado on the ground north of the city.
I really want my friends in Springfield to get down to the lowest level center of a room. Don't chance it.
An EF2 tornado, winds of at least 111 miles per hour, ripping the roofs off these condos in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Tornado.
And the first ever tornado emergency.
Oh, we have seen it.
The absolute highest level of danger issued in the state of Michigan. Powerful winds taking down nearly every tree in this front yard in Kalamazoo. At this mobile home community nearby...
Good God, you guys made it out of there alive?
Homes smashed to bits.
No, that hissing is gas.
As many as a dozen people injured. Part of the roof of this massive FedEx facility collapsing. About 50 people were trapped inside. Thankfully, all made it out safely. Taryn Taggart is clearing down trees from his grandmother's house, telling our Alex Prochet it's a miracle she's okay.
Your grandmother was home during this storm.
Actually, inside with a handicapped person, and she's elderly herself, and no basement in the house. The garage was coming off the foundation.
Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency.
And David, in just the last 2 days, we've seen more than 60 reported tornadoes. There are tornado and flood watches here in Paducah and across the region tonight. Those dangerous storms will continue well after dark. David?
May is always a dangerous month. Alex, thank you. Let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z tracking it all again tonight for us. Hi, Ginger.
Hi, David. The atmosphere is so hyperactive this afternoon, and it will be as the sun sets and beyond. So let's go through the timing eventually here. But first, the immediate threat that watches that are on the map. Warnings, too, from Missouri through southern Illinois and Indiana, western Kentucky, much of Tennessee. And you start to see them bleed into Alabama, Georgia, and they've been now added all the way back to Texas. So Dallas-Fort Worth tonight in a tornado watch. Tyler as well. That's all going to come later this evening. But the severe thunderstorm watches are there, and the flood watches for Louisville. And anyone in green there, locally you could see up to 4 inches fall very fast. So let's time it out. You see how the scattered storms that are happening all over Kentucky and Tennessee, well, they start to congeal a bit. That line back to Dallas happens kind of late evening till about midnight. But look what time it is when it erupts over northern Mississippi, Alabama, and western North Carolina. That's 4 a.m. So you're waking up to the thunderstorms that could have damaging winds and still some isolated tornadoes. Tomorrow, more damaging winds all across the south and southeast, David.
Right into the evening hours, and as you point out, very early tomorrow morning. Ginger Z, thank you again tonight. Mm-hmm. We turn to the other breaking headline just as we came on this evening. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene making good on her threat, forcing a vote to try to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson, surprising some of her Republican colleagues by doing it so suddenly late this afternoon. Well, that vote moments ago, the booze inside the chamber, and Rachel Scott always on the Hill.
Tonight, right-wing Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene stunning her fellow Republicans by forcing a vote to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The form of the resolution is as follows. Declaring the office of Speaker of the House Representatives to be vacant.
Greene had been threatening this move for weeks, angry that Johnson worked with Democrats to approve new funding for Ukraine.
Speaker Johnson's tenure is defined by one self-serving characteristic. When given a choice between advancing Republican priorities or allying with the Democrats to preserve his own personal power, Johnson regularly chooses to ally himself with Democrats.
But Greene had little support among her fellow Republicans, even Donald Trump urging her to back off. She did it anyway. Today, her GOP colleagues exasperated.
Reality of this is this is like the congressional version of a temper tantrum.
Most of us, by the time we turn 12 years old, figure out that tantrums don't actually work. And apparently not everybody in Congress has got the memo.
But Greene's move tonight went nowhere, crashing and burning within an hour.
Hopefully this is the end of the personality politics and the frivolous character assassination that has defined the 118th Congress. It's regrettable. It's not who we are as Americans, and we're better than this.
An overwhelming number of Democrats stepping in to save Johnson, joining with the majority of House Republicans. The question tonight, will Democrats be willing to save him a second time? Should this happen again?
So let's get right to Rachel Scott, live up on the Hill. Rachel, already one of the most chaotic Congresses in modern times, as you know. Another chapter here late today. As you point out, the Democrats joining many Republicans in saving Mike Johnson. But of course, the question, will they keep doing this?
Yes, and David, Republicans have a razor-thin majority in the House. House Speaker Mike Johnson could only afford to lose a single Republican. 11 voted against him. So it really was Democrats that had to step in and save his job. The Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries, says he wanted to prevent the House from plunging into chaos once again. But tonight, Democrats say they are not making any promises that they would step in and save Johnson a second time if this happens again, David.
All right, Rachel Scott up on the Hill for us. Thank you, Rachel. There's also breaking news from President Biden tonight, what he has just said about Israel. Tonight, Israel frustrated and, quote, disappointed that the president has halted the shipment of thousands of bombs as Israel moves into Rafah. Well, just moments ago, the president saying of any Rafah invasion, we're not going to supply the weapons. Martha Raddatz with late reporting.
Tonight, with Israeli forces pummeling targets and expanding operations in Rafah, the U.S., for the first time, acknowledging a major policy shift, pausing a shipment of thousands of bombs to Israel. Late today, President Biden giving his strongest warning yet.
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs, but it's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons and the artillery shells used. I've made it clear to Bibi in the War Cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
Israel is growing increasingly frustrated with the U.S. over the decision. The concern is that the 3,500 bombs in that shipment could be used in Rafah, where more than a million civilians are sheltering. Officials pointing specifically to the destruction caused by 2,000-pound bombs in civilian areas, bombs that can flatten buildings, their destructive power reaching hundreds of yards beyond a target. Bombs responsible for the deaths of thousands of civilians.
The president's statement and the movement into Rafah putting pressure on all sides to reach a deal on a ceasefire, with the lives of many in Gaza and the fates of more than 100 hostages seized by Hamas in the terror attack on Israel hanging in the balance. But David, there is little progress yet. David?
Martha Raddatz, who continues to report on this war for us. Martha, thank you. The president's comments coming during an interview conducted in Wisconsin today. The president was there, of course, one of the key battleground states that will decide this election. The new poll just out tonight, Biden-Trump in that state. And President Biden was there with a major announcement from Microsoft and American jobs. Here's Mary Bruce.
President Biden traveling to the critical battleground of Wisconsin today, where a new poll has him leading Donald Trump by the slimmest of margins. Biden there to announce Microsoft will build a $3.3 billion artificial intelligence center on the very same site of a failed Trump-era project that was supposed to create tens of thousands of jobs but never got off the ground.
It's going to be transformative. Not here, just here, but worldwide. It's not only significant investment in infrastructure in Racine, but for the people of Racine.
The Microsoft project is expected to create 2,300 union construction jobs and more than 2,000 permanent positions. 6 years ago at the same location, then-President Trump heralded a $10 billion investment by electronics manufacturer Foxconn, promising to bring 13,000 jobs to the community.
This is the eighth wonder of the world.
But the project fizzled. The field where Trump once broke ground with golden shovels, now empty.
They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it. Foxconn turned out to be just that, a con. Go figure.
Biden eager to sell his economic accomplishments to skeptical voters.
My predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises. And we leave no one behind.
Now, work on this new Microsoft project, we're told, is already underway. President Biden certainly well aware of that new poll out today, showing him leading Donald Trump in Wisconsin 50-44% in a two-way race. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has been complaining to reporters that he's stuck in court instead of out on the campaign trail. He did have the day off today, but instead of campaigning, he's hosting a dinner tonight at Mar-a-Lago for investors in his digital trading cards. David.
Mary Bruce at the White House for us. Mary, thank you. Meantime, there was an eye-opening headline tonight involving presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The New York Times reporting on a 2012 deposition during which RFK Jr. said doctors once found a parasite, a dead worm, in his brain. Tonight, what his campaign is now saying about this, and here's Kena Whitworth.
Tonight, new questions about the health of independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after he claimed a doctor discovered a dead worm in his brain. According to the New York Times, Kennedy testified in a 2012 deposition that he experienced memory loss at the time, saying, "I have cognitive problems, clearly." Kennedy said one of the doctors said it could have been caused by a worm that got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died.
Most people will have at least some degree of cognitive impairment just because of the inflammation that goes on in the brain when a parasite has made a home for itself there. But there's really varying degrees to how severe that might be.
Kennedy testified he also suffered from mercury poisoning around the same time. Doctors interviewed by ABC News say both conditions could cause a wide range of health problems, but for most people, the impacts are often short-lived. The 70-year-old has touted himself as a physically fit alternative to President Biden, 81, and former President Trump, 77, the oldest candidates to ever run for the White House, even posting videos of himself doing push-ups and skiing with an Olympic gold medalist.
I go hike. And I hike uphill for a mile and a half up and a mile and a half down with my dogs, and I do my meditations. And then I go to the gym, and I go to the gym for 35 minutes.
And David, Kennedy's campaign tells us he did have a parasite, but that the issue was resolved more than 10 years ago, and that questioning his health is a hilarious suggestion given his competition. David.
Kana Whitworth tonight. Kana, thank you. This evening, the scare for middle school students in San Jose, first responders rushing to a hazmat scare at their school. Fire officials say at least 8 children and 2 teachers were sickened at Sunrise Middle School. 2 students were hospitalized, the problem believed to be linked to chemicals in a science classroom. Tonight, hear the staggering toll of the opioid epidemic on children in this country. New research finds between 2011 and 2021, 321,566 children lost a parent to a drug overdose. The rate of that loss more than doubled over the decade, this study reported in JAMA Psychiatry. When we come back here tonight, the alarming sight on the runway, the Boeing 767 forced to land without nose gear. Also tonight, the stabbing spree on a cruise ship. A crew member has been arrested. Among the victims tonight, a 75-year-old passenger. In a moment.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Tonight, an alarming scene on the runway, a FedEx cargo plane flying from Paris to Istanbul, landing without its nose gear. The pilot had warned the control tower that the front landing gear would not deploy. The nose kicking up sparks on the runway. The 2 pilots on board were not hurt. Tonight, the stabbing spree on a Norwegian cruise ship sailing to Alaska. A crew member is facing multiple charges. The FBI says he tried to deploy a lifeboat while off Vancouver Island. He then allegedly stabbed a 75-year-old passenger and 2 security guards. Taken into custody, the victims are expected to recover. When we come back here tonight, the end of an era for a popular Chevy model. The car goes back decades. And then the 2 babies born down the hall from each other in the hospital, the families had no idea what the other family had named their baby.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
To the index of other news tonight, the former interpreter for Dodger star Shohei Ohtani tonight has agreed to plead guilty to bank and tax fraud. Ipe Mizuhara is accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani to cover his own gambling losses. He faces up to 33 years in prison. Well, after 60 years on the road, GM tonight is retiring the Chevy Malibu. GM says it will halt production this fall as it makes the transition to electric vehicles. More than 10 million Malibus sold worldwide since 1964. When we come back here tonight, the babies born just hours apart, same hospital, You're not going to believe what one family named their boy and what the other family named their little girl.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Finally tonight, meet the newborns, Johnny Cash and June Carter. Tonight in Huntsville, Alabama, north of Birmingham, two families celebrating two newborns at Huntsville Hospital for Women and Children. The babies were born on the same day, the same hospital. The families did not know each other. The newborn boy was named Johnny Cash. The newborn girl down the hall named June Carter. Their full names, Johnny Cash Davis, June Carter Clark. Apparently, the families share a love of music. The babies born just hours apart, and when the families found out, they could not believe it. All four parents, fans of Johnny Cash and June Carter.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a Memphis crowd.
The famous 1966 duet, Jackson. 60 years later, a new Johnny Cash and June Carter together. Johnny holding the guitar, June holding the microphone, their first photo shoot, and both asleep in the guitar case, right here tonight.
Hi, David. This is Sophie, June Carter's mama, and this is baby June Carter.
June Carter and her mother, Sophie.
We loved the moment of meeting Johnny Cash's parents, and we have loved getting to connect with them.
Johnny Cash and his mother, Nicole.
I'm very excited about staying friends and making opportunities for these guys to spend time together and grow up together.
Tonight, both families telling us most of all, they are grateful for their healthy babies, but they do love their names too.
You never know how lifelong friendships can start, and these sweet babies and us parents will always have a forever bond. Bye, David.
Bye-bye, and can't wait to hear their voices when they get a little older. No pressure. Good night.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.